Page 52. Exercise A. Grammar Spotlight. Read the article about the health benefits of laughter. Notice the spotlighted grammar.
Laugh your way to health? Can something as simple as laughter cure disease? The concept is actually not new. 16th century humanist educator Richard Mulcaster said that because laughter produced warmth in the body, it might be a good remedy for colds. Other scientists of his time noted that laughter increased the rate of breathing, boosted muscle tone, and exercised the body's internal organs. They claimed that those effects were beneficial to people suffering from colds too. So although many physicians and medical researchers had long thought that laughter could be helpful, scientific studies had been inconclusive. Then, in his classic 1956 book, The Stress of Life, Hungarian scientist Hans Selye wrote, based on extensive research, that he had proved that biological stress has negative effects on health. This laid the foundation for the theory that the absence of stress could have positive effects. Later, in 1976, American editor Norman Cousins, a non-scientist, reported in the New England Journal of Medicine that laughter had helped cure him of a painful, life-threatening chronic disease. His article captured the attention of the medical profession, and some doctors began considering using laughter as therapy. Then, in his 1979 bestseller, Anatomy of an Illness, Cousins wrote that he had been so sick that the only thing he could do was lie in bed. Cousins theorized that based on Selye's research, because the stress of negative emotions could cause illness, positive emotions should be able to exert a healing effect. So he spent his time watching funny movies, and he asked his friends to tell him lots of funny jokes. Although no one can state definitively that laughter cured Norman Cousins, the concept of laughter therapy has gained popular acceptance, notably in Madan Kataria's laughter yoga movement, practiced by thousands of people worldwide. In this popular activity, large groups of people sit together and force themselves to laugh until the laughter becomes contagious and real.